A Rez report with Cal Nez from Navajo Prez.
Yes, we are here with Cal Nez, the businessman candidate for Prez of the Navajo Rez. Cal is engaging grassroots and business people. Mr. Nez, tell us about you. Elect Cal Nez on August 26th, paid for by the campaign to elect Cal Nez for president of the Navajo Nation.
Yate Kahasi Tokuradi Cal Nez and Anki didn't Yate Kornadi Katasikara Ahle Navajo Nation Fairgrounds, Doi Adoi Kuraj's last net door lace, though it's not a wheel net door lace. Horse trailer, Navajo Nation, the primary election August 26th. I want all and everybody to be thinking about the difference between all the different candidates. We're actually broadcasting from the Navajo Nation Fairgrounds. We are broadcasting and from the actual horse ride and the feral horse roundup and also cattle roundups and the various different places where the Navajo people rode from eastern, northern, and southern, and western for the Navajo Nation. And they're here. And I think as a candidate, you know, I think that I would like to have you guys as my, as a guest, I'd like for you guys to know and understand exactly what it is that we are talking, that we are talking about, some of these serious issues and my positions, and we'll eventually get to that. And so we have a guest right here that we're going to be talking about the feral horse roundups and also the land, the Navajo Nation Rangeland Improvement Act. I think all of those kind of pretty much tie together. I'm live on there right now. So, and that's the computer. So, Eche kon han yaro yate the shmido de kahasi so ako. And remember, this is a chat with Cal Nez for Navajo Prez, and this is a campaign. We're going to be talking about some of the position. There's people over here speaking, and there's other candidates here, and I'm also here, and I will be talking on the air as well. And so I would like to introduce this one of the organizers of this horse ride, which in order to address the illegal or the feral roundups that's been going on of horse and cattle. So She is running over there. So, but anyway, there's a lot of issues here. So you hear in the background what's going on. So here is one of the organizers, and so I'll turn the time over to her. And would you tell us exactly what it is that this whole organization and here and what we're doing and et cetera, et cetera. So please understand that these are some of the very, very, very important, very, very critical issues. And again, this is a chat with Kelnez for Navajo Nation Prez. And welcome everybody out there in the internet world. Welcome. Please call in. And we are live here in Window Rock, Arizona at the fairgrounds. And so I've got three people right here in front of me, and they're going to introduce themselves real briefly, where they're from. I guess two people, one's just leaving. So, and they will talk about what the concept, what this is going on. And then I will then follow up exactly what it is that my position in terms of this Navajo Land Rangeland Improvement Act versus the roundups. And these are very, very critical things that are facing the Navajo Nation. So anyway, here she is. She'll go ahead and introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Yolalita Holtzoy. I actually got into this grain rangeland improvement because of my horses being stolen. I wanted to get them back, and at the same time I also found out that the horses were also around here at Wild Mustang too. It was supposed to be feral horses, but it wasn't feral horses. It's actually not, it was supposed to be feral horses, but we ended up running up personal people's own horses, which caused another conflict, because the resolution was supposed to be running up the Wild Mustangs, foul horses that are on brand, horses that are on claim. But instead, we ended up running up the horses that are brand, people stealing people's horses from the corral, such as myself. My horses was actually taken out of my corral to where I do not know where they are to this day, and to this day, I wish I can find them back. I had one horse that was a racehorse, made about $38,000 a year annually. Then I had another horse that was a Sabel racing horse. Then I had three horses that were my personally owned that were born. But each of my horses brought my family together, because I adopted two kids, and within that time, I only knew how to raise horses. I only knew about animals. I knew about cattle, but I didn't know anything about kids. So with me, it was something that the act with them. That's why I put a reward out for $1,000 per colt and $2,000 for the race horses and the barrel racing horse. But to this day, I have not had any luck with it. With the rangers, they tell me that it's a conflict of interest, but sometimes they help me, sometimes they don't, but they'll be paid. But, we're supposed to be doing feral horses. But that is why I'm here, is fighting for people that have horses that were stolen, and also fighting for that no one would feel my pain of losing their precious horses like I did. So I'm actually arguing against stopping the roundup, and also, stopping the roundup for Wild Mustangs, because the Wild Mustangs were influences throughout my whole life growing up. So that is the reason why I am here with this organization to go forward. And I will do it back to Cal right now.
Okay, so that kind of gives you the idea of some of the issues that are out here on the Navajo Nation. We have several locations that is not just only from the area that she's talking about, but some of the issues that we need to address in terms of horse ownership, in terms of animal ownership and animal rights, and so as well as Tupro, Francis K. Sariti, Nal Kloshu, and Gay, which are 8 Ali Bahania, Aro, A, Kodoro, which was home evil partner on this soften lineage, you ate a cordy, Kodoro, Shilin, with all Lathos, Shabak, Gashi, with all Lathos, and Faced on Al Klosh and Lini, Ekodo, Shay, with all Lathos, and National Store Legends. A cordoid on Nikodo, it was Bells, and no joy of all it was business. A cord landed all sat loud over the Hajo Bar, where he got in spelled and crossing to Ado. Dyson of Spar, he called it. Joe A.D. called, Toda Bahadat then. Toda Lego, Chilabedo, Yisana Bahadat then, more he called by the Hunter. Joe A.D. Spells then. Joe Halate, O A. Hutela Idle. A court, the A. Kudo A.D. the Navajo Nation government. Joe Ado Yanat, O A. Joe A.D. the Ninata. Kong A.D. the Tildish Shush. A court, Hatno. A court, Quelle, Hate. Oh, they really Halley boy told me Halley boy with a tea, Halley boy with a heat deal. So, Jay, but yeah, Jay coin by not on shape, but a bunch. A cold dishes and zini, a coldy, not lost and leany, clean and leany, Jay boy, Dala and Nipi, you need in. A cold auto, a toba, a yap and unnish will ye, Jay da, desco dampa, ba, the huddle. A cold a toba and sea chase. He is one of the organizers. And he is coming over here. Akoyate Ocean and Dark Bay, again, on Sani Yado, Kong Shisha Koda, Ashi, in the Vero Microphone, the Kurohe Ocean had gotten Lili, the Lord Ocean at Dorothy. Akoyate is check quag, is your quen, is your D. Ash, Kuret Neda East Zagi, to A. D. Internet, be it though. Hashin Zagi, it was seen. Do A. Kurodne, Nahaya Huns and Dorley. What is the cause? Tell us all about that. And radio audience, internet radio even.
Rangeland Improvement Act, the Bebenal source fine is out behind. Out of the Bebenal source, there is a funny in the Chinese, it says in there. etwa sobez ani leta vives was ani ya itje skago oi adem yeti khato eti pento je sotto tata peteti ni eskita de pebenal sosiki e adiba ben natash ne so de ani chito ben natash ne so vetching sta hier a bit of it and that doch na ben na e to je gutil da tata shagi to ja be vetch natash ne beta ben natash ne sta ani che ta chito what else ta habet ni kha adon ta tishin chanel kha die to to la kha te he o je de ne to It's going to be a PIA seal on it long ago when he thought need a kakwagi pen seeds. A ko a dka nchanitsa na hato zok PIA seal. But na go na e na bao seal because sa pao e nchanto so nde tahalo chenne. E hata e rangeland improvement at bi ye go na hata bi so tahalo. Nikkeya has anike hard shin of run, hard a change, hard and lean dark. It's shashi adna di katon datil ka. Tota adna headlong. Chilla adna headlong. E adna adna nal sosiki di kon, the keya nal sosiki, because it is in nata hilles or lelina nal sosiki in deeds. E adon hadi as. Oh no, die or sticky in need. A Jotin has tweet on his zani, Bilagan, Keshito, Yata, Pidata, Toto, Adda, Tita, To Adda, Dazota, Eshit, Arnold, Sosa, Dita, or Lisa, Dina, Sosi, Bando, Kesnebet, that is this cast or this. Otaban, Siskis, Arnold, Ashton, or Siniki, Adda, Kodet, and Never Washington, in Kishne. You're going to get a permit, a new permit, and just send it on, go back to your home, to see it around your area, if there's any grass or if there's any water. They're going to study that for you. If there's sand dunes, if it's all dry, go, oh, it's gone, yeah. Adon, if you have money to pay for your grazing fees, these are better than that, so it's not like, you know, these. The best Shojiki became a yillet or less. It is a best or no, they ain't not that you're less or less. You gotta have money in order to have a life. But long ago, it wasn't like that. You didn't have to have money in order to have a sheep because we're surviving through that. We don't know, the sheep doesn't know nothing about money. Even the people itself and then they don't know nothing about money. Then they need enhance me. Then you say, oh, that is not the best. She don't say, oh, that. Because you say, oh, that. Eh, don't say, in not ask for in not. November, but yeah, I thought Nishikito thought the reason why we don't want to have that in the referendum vote is because there's like 300,000 people live on or in the reservation or off the reservation that are born in the reservation and there's a number. How much is registered voters? About 200,000. And then how much of that 200,000 are grazing officials? Permit holders, about 4%. If you take it to the referendum, Einstein's on this, no? So he's not old, no? Because she's got all this, I had all this.
Oh,
I don't know. Was she?
Don't take it later. I can't run if you don't drink it too hot. Don't I can legal? Home even yet. Don't be the nanny. No corner. I don't do anything lean. I don't be crushy. I do not lose in lean. Corner in our nation. I call corner. It's a sacred document. I call the Navajo Nation government, but over to all, Washington, that government, whatever the government is, county, any other government, I don't think it has any right. Navajo Nation, the chapter government, the grazing permit, acorn is bad, the husband, the webinar, so they point to lean back, those are important rights, and that belongs to the chapters, that belongs to the people out there, that they need to stand there and say how that they can resolve these issues. Because, yes, of course, there are problems with feral horses. It's not just here on the Navajo Nation. It's out there also, out there in the different states in the Western United States. But it doesn't make us unique in any way. But the thing is this, is that we have got to have the chapter government to be able to have the right and to be able to address that. So, So that is my position. We have one caller on the phone right now, and I will bring her on as well. You're talking to Cal Nez, and we are located sitting out here with speakers, and we've got trailers, we've got people who have identified themselves, and horse trailers and horses over there. And caller, could you give us your thoughts and your opinion? And thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Hi. Caller, are you there? Okay, caller, go ahead. You're on air right now.
So, Al, I want to know, do you own a horse?
I do own a horse.
And
my family, we were given a beautiful quarter horse from our son-in-law, and it was just a young 2-year-old. What they call the natural horsemanship. Yes, I do own a horse.
So, if you win this election for president of the Navajo Nation, I want to know how you plan to help the people who are the horse owners who are having horses stolen from their property. this is a mandate that's coming from the federal government on down to our now constitution.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is this. When it comes to animal ownership, there's a lot of responsibility that is placed upon you. It starts out with, I mean, all sorts of animals. I believe in animal rights. I believe in owner's rights. I believe in the local community dictating what it is that they need to do in terms of the ownership. Now, it not only just applies to horses or cattle, also it applies to dogs and cats. You know, one of the biggest problems that I have, when every time I come to the Navajo Nation, that really is also another issue that the Navajo Nation, the Nene Kleene Khaitoi, Kleene Animals, Ba'ahuilia, and I think one of the things is that, like, we all know, out there in the city metropolitan area, you get ticketed for that. And not to say that we should be all about enforcement, but yet at the same time, I wish to advocate to do a that ownership, it caring for your animal, the awareness and the responsibility that comes along with animal ownership. Caller.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, there you have it. So thank you very much for calling in, Otto. And so we've got other people here. And I think, again, for the, you know, the responsibility and for all the leaders that are out there, Navajo Nation Council, Eastern Agency, Southwestern, and all over the place. Yes, there is problems. There are issues. But the thing that we need to do is slow down, wait, and let's review and allow the local communities to establish what they are. I know all, and I've heard all the different sides of the issues. I have heard the side where people are saying, well, there's the grazing permit owner who has cattle or livestock on that permit. There's also the side where the grazing permit owner does not have the have any animals. And we also have those same group of people who are not allowing families to go on there. And that's the reason why. Because of that is why, that in my opinion, is why that the grazing, the Navajo Rangeland Improvement Act, that's why it's there. So all and everybody out there, know my position. I do not believe that the government should be able to enforce that. I think we need to put a stop to that, and I call upon the Navajo Nation governmental leaders to really seriously look at that. And thank you again. Remember, August 22nd, 26th, this is Cal Nez, and that's primary day. Register, please, everybody. We need to be able to affect all of these issues along with this. It's not just only this particular issue, but so many other issues. And again, vote for, elect Cal Nez for Navajo Nation President 2002. Again, thank you for being here with us. And we have about 30 seconds left here, and so again, thank you very much for being with us, and just, we got about 5 seconds. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. So that was and then also, Leland, we have about 2 seconds left. So go ahead and just close us out, Shimenta. Okay, thank you very much. So thank you very much, and I appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, elect Calnez for Navajo Nation President, and I will be on your side, all the animal owners and also the grazing permit owners and also the chapter government. I will be there by your side, advocating and standing with you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
A Rez report was